You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Before you jump into buying or building a new home, or you may be planning on moving into a new office space, it may be very beneficial to your health if you have a building biologist inspect it for electromagnetic radiation hazards. Now, our next guest consults on the healthy design and construction of new and remodeled homes and provide telephone consultations for clients nationwide. Let's welcome Los Angeles-based Aura Miller, who is a certified building biology environmental consultant and electromagnetic radiation specialist. Great to have you here, Aura. Now, can you explain how you measure EMFs in the home and office?
Well, that's a very good question because, first of all, most people are unfamiliar with the fact that there are four types of EMFs, not just one. Magnetic fields are what people call EMFs, and then they'll say radio frequencies and other things are something else. They're all EMFs. In fact, magnetic fields are the M of the EMF, and electric fields, which are independent of that, are the E of the EMF. So those two are the two of the four types of EMFs, the first two of the four. Electric fields from house wiring, magnetic fields from house wiring, which are separate and independent, but they do affect your health. And we have to identify them with different meters, which I'll discuss in a second. And then the third and fourth would be radio frequency EMFs and then so-called dirty electricity EMFs. So electric fields come from the pressure of voltage in the unshielded wiring of your wall, so-called plastic Romex wiring, the circuits in your wall, and also all the cords that you plug in. And those fields, the electric fields, come out 6 feet from those, from the circuits in the walls and from the cords near your body. And they're mostly a problem at night when you sleep. Because when you sleep, you want to produce the melatonin. You want the pineal gland to release melatonin that it's making throughout the day. But it's released in the middle of the night. And you want to go into deep stage four sleep every 90 minutes as you heal and rejuvenate. The problem is both of those functions are inhibited or reduced in the presence of these agitating electric fields because the ions in your cells that have polarity, like calcium ions, magnesium ions, sodium, potassium, they have a positive or negative charge, which are altered or attracted or repulsed by this field that sweeps over your body coming from the wall and from the cord that's plugged in next to you. So all you have to do is to figure out which breakers go to your bedroom and flip that off. Although there could be other circuits in there underneath the floor or wall that you don't know about, which is why you want to get a professional consultation. And when I work with people who don't have anybody nearby, they do the testing for themselves under my guidance using inexpensive meters that I recommend that they purchase.
Right. I actually have a tri-meter myself, tri-field meter. But one of the things that
Hold on. The tri-field meter is only good for magnetic fields. It's really not accurate enough for the electric or radio frequency settings.
But yeah. What I did use that for, though, is to take a look at how not just your home electrical currents that's, you know, running through it, but gadgets like kitchen appliances, they all generate EMFs as well, right?
This is the important thing to realize. I have extensive articles that I've written on my website, www.createhealthyhomes.com. Homes is plural. createhealthyhomes.com. So if you go to the articles on EMS page, I have five separate articles that I've written. One is an introduction, then an article on each of the four types, electric fields, magnetic fields, radio frequencies, and dirty electricity. And in the introduction, I mentioned the fact that the electric fields and magnetic fields are independent of each other at the frequency of house wiring, which is 60 cycles per second. So you need separate meters. So you can have magnetic fields in one part of the house, and then electric fields elsewhere and be bothered by both health-wise, but you need different meters to measure them. So to measure the electric field, you need the body voltage kit or a more sensitive handheld electric field meter, with all due respect to Alpha Labs, than the tri-field meter, because they make the tri-field meter. We think that the other electric field meters get into the more sensitive levels that can still affect your health with electric and radio frequency fields.
Right. You know, many years ago when you came into my office, in my, you know, clinical practice, I was really concerned about moving to another place because that's what I was going to do in the same building. And what I was planning on doing was going up higher in my building. And
except
what you recommended that
cell tower.
They're exactly these cell towers up on top of my, and
right.
I was in a perfect place and the distance was perfect where I was at. So you recommended that I didn't move. So I'm still in the same space, which is, I'm so happy,
mm-hmm.
but you brought all these, crazy gadgets, but they showed the truth of what was really going on.
Right.
Now, what I want to know, yes.
So in that case, what I got out was my radio frequency meter and measured levels of radio frequency exposure in that new space that you were contemplating on the other corner of the building up on the fourth floor. I think it was the fourth out of five. And on the top of the building, you can see it when you go outside and look back at the building, right there above the fifth floor, two flights above where you were going to spend all your time during the day, were cell antennas. There was a very large or high radio frequency reading based on the safe exposure levels that we think are safe, which are in concurrence with the general EMF safety community worldwide, but they were well below what the Federal Communications Commission considers to be safe. And there's the rub. There's the problem. There's a world of difference. We're in two different universes, Suzanne, with what we consider to be safe and what the federal agencies worldwide feel is safe.
Right. I mean, I know that there's so many more cancers. It's just an never-ending story I hear about, very young people now affected by glioblastoma,
Let me put this in perspective for you. There's a really important website, emfscientist.org. That was put together last May by Dr. Martin Blank, a PhD retired from Columbia University, who lives in Vancouver, Canada. So he's retired and he doesn't even live in the U.S. And he's talking about this. And he has a book called Overpowered. And he said, I know him because he was at our conference that I hosted. I was the head of the planning committee for our building biology conference in Washington, D.C. 4 years ago. And he was there. And then he spoke at the Cancer Control Society here in Los Angeles where I spoke. And he said to the audience, and he said to us afterwards at lunch, I was a skeptic until I did my own research on DNA, and I saw the effects at very low levels, many orders of magnitude less than what the SEC considers to be safe, and the evidence is there. It's right there. And there are hundreds, actually thousands of studies to show this, all done outside the United States. And so what he did was he got together with 200 scientists from around the world in 39 countries, and they sent an appeal to the UN and to the World Health Organization in May of 2015 saying they have to look at this issue. So, and France just voted to outlaw Wi-Fi in daycare centers and nurseries for children under three a year ago. So why are they doing this if these technologies are safe?
Right. Absolutely. One of the things that I wanted to talk about for one minute, I mean, we don't have much more left, but I really want you to explain what an air tube earphone is.
Well, that allows you to hold the cell phone at arm's length and still talk in private, so you're not on speakerphone, so other people don't hear the other person on the call.
So there are earbuds that you put in your ear, just like, we have, but there's something different about it? What do you mean by the air tube?
There's a plastic air tube in the last 4 to 6 inches from your ear to the beginning of the wire where the microphone is, and then it's a wire, a copper wire, the rest of the way.
And that reduces what?
It gets the transmitter away from your head.
Ah. But how about the regular earphone?
Well, the fields do go up the wire all the way to the ear if you don't have the air tube in the last 6 inches.
I see. So, then how about Bluetooth earphones? How about Bluetooth?
Well, those are low power, but they're still transmitters right in against your head, and that's not a healthy thing, in our opinion, based on research.
Okay. Got it. So it's the wiring that we've got to stop, and that's why the air tube works.
Wow, okay.
So much. This is great. So sorry, Orem. We're going to have to get going. Boy, such great information. We've got to have you back. Thanks so much. Everyone, take a look at createhealthyhomes.com at Orem's website. Now, this is Dr. Suzanne for Ultimate Health and Wellness right here on Radio MD. Stay well.